This is Speak with Authority, written by Adrian Halloran, read for you by Sandra Lynn. Introduction: Why Most Speaking Advice Ruins Competent Speakers. A woman named Priya called me on a Tuesday morning in March. She is a structural engineer who had been asked to give a 40-minute talk at an industry conference about a bridge retrofit project she had led for 3 years. She told me, in the first 90 seconds of our call, that she had watched 26 TED Talks the night before and had concluded she was going to be terrible. I asked her what was wrong with her. She said her voice was too flat. She did not walk around enough. She did not start with a personal story about her grandmother. She did not have a moment of stillness where the audience could feel something. She had a slide deck full of diagrams and load calculations, and she was pretty sure the diagrams were a sign of failure. She had spent 18 months designing a retrofit that kept a bridge open during construction, saved the city $41 million, and prevented the closure of a hospital access route. She knew more about her subject than any other person who would be in that conference room. And the thing she wanted to talk to me about was whether she should learn to pause meaningfully. I told her to put her shoes back on, sit down, and listen for 15 minutes while I explained why the advice she had been absorbing was going to wreck a perfectly good talk. We then spent 6 weeks preparing. She gave the talk. She did not pause meaningfully. She used her diagrams. She walked around once when it served the point, and otherwise stood still. The conference organizers asked her to keynote the following year. I am telling you this story not because Priya is unusual. She is the rule, not the exception. The rule is that competent professionals with real expertise are being told, constantly, by an entire industry of speaking advice, that their natural way of communicating is wrong. They are told they should be warmer, looser, more theatrical. They should use callbacks and emotional arcs and the rule of three. They should find their voice, which apparently means abandoning the actual voice they have used for 2 decades to do their work. Most speaking coaches teach you to perform. I'll teach you to communicate. There is a difference, and the difference matters a great deal once you understand what audiences actually want from a speaker who has been introduced as an expert. I spent 12 years in newspaper newsrooms before I started coaching executives. I edited reporters, which is closer to coaching speakers than you might think. A reporter has gathered information that matters. They have to deliver it in a form that lands with people who don't already know it. They are tempted, constantly, to dress it up, to add color, to make themselves sound clever, to bury the lead under throat clearing. My job was to strip all of that out and force them back to the actual thing they had found. Speakers do the same thing. They throat clear. They dress up. They bury the actual point under technique. The job of a coach, properly done, is the same as the job of an editor, to get the speaker out of the way of their own material. For the past 18 years, I have worked with about 400 speakers a year. Some are first-time conference presenters terrified of 40 minutes on a stage. Some are CEOs about to do an analyst day where every word will be parsed by people trying to short their stock. I have worked with a senator preparing for a committee testimony, a Nobel laureate who could not get through her own findings without losing the room, and an industrial designer who built medical devices and had been told by his board that his pitch was killing the company. The range is wide. The pattern is constant. The pattern is this. A person who is genuinely competent at their subject has been told, by the surrounding culture, that their way of explaining it is not good enough. They have absorbed a set of techniques: story-driven openings, vulnerability beats, dramatic pauses, slide aesthetics that look like a Swiss design museum. And they're trying to graft these techniques onto material that does not need them. The grafting fails. It always fails. What the audience sees is a person who looks uncomfortable in their own delivery, performing instead of explaining, and the audience cannot tell what the actual point is supposed to be. I'm going to spend the next 20 chapters dismantling that pattern. What you will not find here is a chapter on how to find your authentic self, or to tell a story that changes lives. You have a self. It is the one you used at dinner last week when you explained to a friend why their company's pricing strategy was about to backfire. That voice, direct, specific, organized, occasionally funny without trying, is the voice your audience wants. We don't have to find it. We have to stop dressing it up. What you will find here is the practical